change in zone will not adversely affect neighboring and adjacent properties or the community. Four, DLDOT has reviewed the traffic impact study for the project and will require the applicant to participate in the funding of roadway improvements in the vicinity of this property. Five, the project will be served by Central Water and will be served by County Sewer once the service becomes available to this parcel. And six, the final site plan for any proposed use of the property will be subject to the review and approval of the commission. There was a motion, a second, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved. For those reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. I also received, since that public hearing, three letters, which I'll have to read into the record. I didn't have a chance to copy them this morning.
I got some copies.
The first one is from Larry and Karen Fisher. Makes reference to this application. States, I strongly object to the proposed zoning change. Makes reference to the zoning and the location. The people responsible for the purchase of numerous properties were in full knowledge that the zoning is AR1 and that bordering properties are well-established residential homes. I realize that residential property is much cheaper to buy than commercial property. The cost of business should not affect the sanctity of bordering homes. You, the commission, have already declared said property to be AR1. I feel it is your responsibility to protect our quality to our homes. Putting a shopping center up to my backyard will, as you know, impact my life and property in a negative way. Change is not always for the better. I strongly urge you to retain AR1 zoning in this area as it has been. In doing so, you will help protect all properties in the surrounding areas and maintain life as we know it and want it. Secondly, I got an email yesterday. It's from Christine Love, and I'm writing to you regarding the project and references the case number and makes reference to the change of zoning from AR to B1. I'm not currently in Delaware as I am working on a job in New York and hence I'm unable to attend the hearing tomorrow. I was out of the country for the first hearing, which I understand took place on February 26th. I understand this zoning proposal has already gone through. I'm extremely concerned for the following reasons. I live at 20757 Sunset Lane. Commercial development of this magnitude, 14.5 acres, will greatly and adversely affect all of the residents of Sunset Lane as well as those around us. The traffic on Route 24 is already very heavy. It is already dangerous with the current amount of traffic on Route 24 to pull out from Sunset Lane. The plan butts up onto Love Creek, and quality of life will decline, noise will increase. Please contact me to let me know what can be done to prevent this from happening. And I stated that was from Christina Love. And lastly, I have a handwritten letter dated in March 20th. It was received through fax, so I try to read it. Due to work schedules and child care conflicts, we are not able to attend the meeting regarding the proposal for zoning change for the property located on Route 24 east of Peddler's Village. We strongly object to the zoning change from AR1 to B1 and to the entire project itself. There is no need for yet another three mini-strip malls with 425 parking spaces. There are empty spaces already available all over Sussex County as it is now. We need to put a stop to the building sprawl and use what is available. Has a traffic impact study been performed for the road where the two entrances are to be placed? Route 24 is a very congested road as it is now. Without the addition of the traffic and noise this project will generate, aren't there enough traffic accidents? We strongly believe it will create more MVAs. When we purchased our property almost 17 years ago, it was a most peaceful and quiet area to raise a family. But you intend to destroy our little piece of heaven by building this project. Have you considered the negative impact this property will have on property values in an already declining market? No one wants to be surrounded by shopping centers and parking lots. This project is going to make it very difficult to sell our house in the future. As a homeowner behind Peddler's Village, we know all too well the problems that arise from living behind a shopping center. The increased noise, traffic, delivery trucks, trash, food odors, loitering, lighting, vandalism, robberies, and illegal dumping are just a few of the problems. Please do not allow the case 1632 rezoning change from AR1 to B1 for Pelican Landing to go through. We don't need more shopping centers and parking lots, and put a stop to it. And it's signed by Richard and appears to be Ruth Ross. I believe they're from Fox Hollow. And that's all I have.
Mr. Schrader, are you representing the applicant?
Yes, I am, Mr. Griffin.
Does council have any questions of Mr. Lank before we recognize Mr. Schrader?
Thank you, Mr. Griffin. Ladies and gentlemen of the council, my name is Dennis Schrader. I am an attorney in Georgetown, and I represent Pelican Landing Route 24 LLC, who is the applicant on change of zone application number 1632. I have with me this afternoon Jason Palkowitz, who is an engineer with McCrone Associates. I have Holly Hearn, who is also an engineer with McCrone, and I have Mark Handler, who is a principal of the company that is the applicant here in this case.
Are we having trouble with the hearing system? I'm seeing people doing this. Are you hearing?
Tip your mic up, Dennis.
Pull them up. They're both.
Yeah, they're shaking their heads. I cannot hear.
Pull it. Push them up. Just pull the arm up.
Yeah. There
you
go.
There you go.
They are.
They are.
You can pull the microphone and pull that further, Dennis. About.
You're too tall, Dennis. You're
pull that.
There you go. Oh, okay. I know they heard that.
That's better.
Is that better? Can you hear me in the back then? Thank you. Sorry. I don't want to start over again, so I'll go. I won't repeat the introductions, but I will point out to you that this is an application for a B1 neighborhood business to be located on the east side of Route 24, just north of its intersection with Sussex County Route 279. There are four or five tax map parcels that are involved in this application. The total acreage is 14.549 acres, more or less, and the property is currently zoned AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Currently, the property is not used for any particular purpose. It is vacant or has some abandoned residential structures on it, although in a past life it may have been used for a plumbing business, and I have been told that it may have also had a masonry business on it also. The proposed application for a B1 neighborhood business district would permit my client, if this is approved and at a later date we were to be able to get a site plan approved by the Planning Commission, the opportunity to place a shopping center that would include 75,000 up to 75,000 square feet of shopping and a 5,550 square foot area for a bank facility. Mr. Lank has a concept plan that is the one that's being shown on the two boards, and we will get into a more detailed review with you of that when Mr. Palkowitz gets up to talk. I would point out for you that if you take a look at tab 2 in the books, you will see what the current zoning is in the area, and the proposed site is in the middle. We're not too far removed from Peddler's Village. We're adjacent to a office complex, and there are some other commercial uses, again, that we will discuss as we get into further detail. This property is located in an area identified within the county's comprehensive land use plan as an environmentally sensitive developing area for low level, and that is an area where neighborhood business is a recommended use within the comp plan. Further within the state strategies map, we're in a level 3, an area where the state expects growth to occur. We have had the opportunity to submit to the state this application for a plus review. It has been through a DLDOT review, and I am pleased to report to you that as far as the Office of State Planning Coordination is concerned in the plus review, we have a letter in the file that was received indicating that they have reviewed the application. There is no opposition. We have responded to the comments that were made at plus review, and there is an acknowledgement from the State Plus people that there has been no change in their status as far as this particular application is concerned. The other one that I want to point out to you is the DelDOT traffic impact study. My clients have been meeting with DelDOT concerning this application since its inception. There is a report contained in our exhibits that is the McCormick and Taylor report, which is an analysis of the traffic impact study on behalf of the state of Delaware, in which they also express no opposition to the project and make recommendations concerning certain improvements that need to be made to Route 24 that are going to be dealt with by my client and perhaps DelDOT, assuming for a moment that this application were to be successful and we were to move on towards site plan. The particular area where this is located is on Route 24. As many of you know who travel on Route 24, starting with Windswept Stables to the north and Peddler's Village to the south, there are a number of different commercial uses that are in existence either by reason of rezonings or by reason of conditional uses. As an example, the conditional use is the construction business that is located immediately adjacent to my client's project between us and the Peddler's Village area. What we are suggesting to you today is that this application is appropriate because it meets the requirements of the zoning code. It's in conformity with the comprehensive land plan. We have the approval of DelDOT and a favorable review by PLUS, and what we propose for you is an infilling of an area that has begun to develop as a commercial area. Because of the prior commercial uses and the commercial uses that are currently in existence in this mixed-use area, we believe this is an appropriate service to be provided to this particular neighborhood. With those thoughts in mind, Mr. Griffin, I'm going to invite Mr. Palkowitz to come up and make some comments on behalf of the design.
I hope he talks a little louder than you do.
I'll do my best.
They're still having trouble. Sorry. I'm watching.
We're doing the best we can with these things.
We're having trouble with it. Yeah.
One comment that maybe is a conceptual plan, so we don't need a whole lot of detail on a conceptual plan because it could change.
Yes, sir.
It's a change of zone.
I will confirm for you, Mr. Cole, and we had this discussion with the Planning and Zoning Commission. It is a concept plan. We have submitted at least three different versions of it. This is the most recent version that responded to some of the criticisms and comments that were made by some of the adjacent property owners. It is not binding on my client. That's what you want me to say. This is a change of zone application. So what you're looking at as a council, is this an appropriate use for this particular site? Mm-hmm. Assuming for a moment that a majority of you agree that it is, then we have to go through the site plan process. And at that moment in time, Mr. Palkowitz, Ms. Hearn, will begin to do the detailed engineering. We'll apply the setbacks and whatnot. As I explained to the Planning Commission, I would be remiss, however, not to come in here and say to you, we've thought about what this site has available to it and the potential for the things that we can do to it. And that's what these concept plans are for, is to signal to you that we're not doing this haphazardly or lightheartedly, but that thought has gone into the various elements of this particular project, whether it's wetlands, parking, impervious surfaces, the adjacent properties, traffic. I'm sure there are a litany of things that we're going to hear about from the people who are here who have an interest in this application. But this is to at least give you some signal that we know what we have to do in order to make this project work.
Thank you. Please continue.
Okay.
Good afternoon. Jason Palkowitz with McCrone. You have Pelican Landing in front of you. I'm going to go through the surrounding site a little bit. Hopefully this mic will pick me up. On this side of the site, there's some residential. Over here, there's boat storage, and then there's a mobile home community over here. This is commercial. I think this is a conditional use. There's C1.
Hang on a second. I'll tell you what. Let's move that closer to the mic.
Okay. On this side. And then there's single family residential on this side of it.
He went over here.
Conditional use, I think, is there.
That's conditional use to business or something. Mm-hmm. That's MR.
Maybe you could tilt it a little so that the audience could.
Mm-hmm. I can help. How's that?
Okay.
On this side, no, I'm too close, is single family. On this side, there's boat storage. and my mobile home community. Here there's a conditional use, commercial use, and then C1, and then behind that C1 is single family residential. If you flip, I believe it's the figure 8 in the book, it shows the developed area, and our site is currently in the middle of a developed area, and we are proposing this to be an infill use. This, as mentioned, this is in the environmentally sensitive developing district. I'm going to go through it really quick, but wastewater will be provided by Sussex County. It is a Sussex County study zone. A traffic study has been done. One thing that Dennis did not mention is we actually submitted a plan, and we do have a letter of no objection from DelDOT regarding the improvements necessary. One thing we did do is, as part of our planning, is we had the wetlands redelineated and make sure that they were current and up to date, and we are in compliance with the required 50-foot buffer. In fact, the current concept shows more.
2 foot? Did you say 2? How many feet?
50.
Oh, 50. 50. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Water is intended to be provided by Tidewater Utilities. Also, as part of this, 4 existing septic systems will be removed, which is a benefit to the inland base. Typical uses that could be in this development could be a flower shop, apparel, hardware, grocery, stuff that, you know, in a business, a local neighbor business might use, might need.
And if you would please, could you just briefly describe the DelDOT report and the traffic impact study and some of the recommendations that were made?
Yes, if they're all actually itemized in figure number 8 in the letter of no objection. It talks about funding that needs to be required, entrance improvements, signal agreements, everything that DelDOT has requested, the developers agreed to.
And that also is part of the review that was done by McCormick and Taylor that appears at tab 5?
That is correct.
Are there wetlands adjacent to this property?
Yes.
And will there be some availability to protect these wetlands? Are there buffers?
Yes, there's a 50-foot buffer proposed, and of course we have to provide stormwater quality on site. There's also a wellhead protection right by the entrance up here, and we're going to have to provide additional water quality for that and meet those requirements.
Will there be any stormwater management issues on this site?
And none are foreseen. Currently, they're proposed to be underground systems.
And as far as this particular site is concerned, will it be adequate to provide the structures that you show on this concept plan and to provide adequate parking and access to Route 24?
Yes.
And lastly, if you will, please, as far as the environmentally sensitive developing area is concerned, are there any specific requirements that need to be met in the development of this particular site?
Yeah, I touched on a couple of them, but there's a list in the booklet. I can go through them. It's potable water. It needs to be provided by a company. We're doing that with TUI. We are providing stormwater management. We will do a TMDL analysis to make sure we're reducing pollutions. Sewer should be provided by a public agency such as this county, which we are doing. We did investigate the site for rare and endangered species. We did do our tidal wetlands review. The DelDOT entrance has been coordinated. And we've gone to plus, and that covers most of the items in the code.
Thank you, Mr. Ladies and gentlemen of the council, you have before you the booklet and the new concept plan, which I would ask be made a part of the record of these proceedings. Also, as a part of the record of these proceedings are the matters that were set forth at the Planning and Zoning Commission, the commission's recommendation, the response of PLUS to the original investigation of the site by it, our response to PLUS and the PLUS confirmation of that, as well as the traffic impact study and the DelDOT report indicating that there are improvements to be made to Route 24. I think what I would prefer to, I think you have a very busy agenda today, given the fact that you were late getting here, and it looks as if you may have a couple other hearings that have attracted some attention this afternoon. What I'd like to do is not present much more to you, but rather conclude by saying that I think that this particular project meets the statutory requirements for approval by, under the zoning code, and make ourselves available to answer any interrogation that you all have about specific issues of concern.
Does the council have any questions for the applicant?
Well, yeah, I guess let's start with the environmentally sensitive developing district. It actually states, I think, that once you're in that developing district, you'll show us some special environmental design and protection requirements. Could you show us out of this conceptual plan here what is special and what is an extra level of protection we could see from this project?
It's hard to see, but we're showing more than a 50-foot buffer to the parking lots. We are providing buffers on each side.
That's 50 feet from the title or not the
title and the non-title are pretty much right on top of each other. So okay. It's 50 foot from
somewhere.
All wetlands.
Okay.
We're providing this current concept shows additional buffers on each side that could be used for screening and for stormwater quality. We know we have to address the site up here, the imperviousness of this area right here due to the wellhead, and we have an open space next to that to allow for infiltration.
Okay, so that's something that's special and extra because it's in that environmentally sensitive district. Okay.
And again,
do you need all that parking for what you're proposing?
That's the minimum. We would like to have less, yes, but yeah.
Submit.
Again, when the site plan comes back, we'll go into more detail with that.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Mr. Cole?
Not right now.
Ms. Diva?
Still looking this stuff over.
This is waterfront property. Right.
I'm sorry.
This is on the tributary of Love Creek.
It's on a tributary, yeah.
Yeah. This waterfront property. If it were developed as zoned now, what would you be able to do with it? How many houses could you put on it?
30, 28?
28 or 30 homes?
24.
14. What's it zoned right now? AR?
AR1, yes.
AR1 is 14, almost 15 acres. Take a little something out for driveways and whatnot. Round numbers, 20. Max 26, probably is less than that.
I just find it strange to think about putting a shopping center on water, beautiful waterfront property like that. I just don't understand it. So it looks like it's almost entirely paved over. Just don't understand it.
Any other questions from council?
You did say that you've been through PLUS, and PLUS is okay with this?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I can read your quote. It says, this is from the PLUS response letter. This office has no objection to the proposal and encourages the developer to coordinate with Sussex County Planning and Zoning as this project moves through the county approval process. And that's on page 2 of the executive summary.
Okay. And DelDOT was okay?
Yes, we have a letter of no objection, sir.
And you're having at least a 50-foot buffer?
Yes. At least,
very minimum 50 foot.
Yes.
Okay. I think we all acknowledge that that's the minimum. It may be larger depending upon the outcome of other matters.
Okay. And the B1 is a recommended in the comp plan as a use for this area.
Yes.
Well, this could easily
it
be.
It is a B1.
Mike, it could easily be as large as this is. This could be C1, B1. It just happens to be that the uses fall into either category.
So let's correct that, Mr.
Right.
Cole, because there is no longer a C1 zone.
Right.
So
CR1.
There, it's not big enough for a CR1, so we have gone with a B1. It is neighborhood business. And if you read the booklets, a couple places, some of the reporters who have responded to this have taken off on the idea that it is C1, which is more expansive than what we are actually applying for. We're looking for something less than C1 zoning. It is B1 zoning. Mr. Lank will confirm that former Chairman Allen, when he was on the Planning Commission, could virtually recite to you that if it was C1, there were 57 uses that could be put on a piece of property. But as a B1, the number is closer to 28, 29.
And the B1 is more designed for neighborhood business kind of thing to help people in the community, right? Stay right where you are, shop where you are, that kind of stuff.
This is the intention is to attract people in this particular area to this spot rather than being regional in its nature.
Thank you.
When do you expect to start development if things go along? Like you...
I'm going to see.
Any plans? Any tenants? Anybody?
Sorry, I have been contacted, as indicated by Mr. O'Hara in his letter to the council and the commission, with for tenants proposed for this particular site. Mr. Cole, we would have to, assuming for a moment that it met with the approval of a majority of the council, we would then have to go through the detailed engineering process and begin to get into site plan and getting the approvals of the various agencies. I'm speculating, but I would guess, and maybe Jason can help me out here, it would probably take about 18 months.
I was going to say 18 months to 2 years.
To get through all the various, when we get through all the layers of people who have the right to comment on all of this and get the various approvals, then start turning dirt, you know, I could say it could be open for business in some fashion, maybe in about 24 months.
Well, there is no sewer in this part of the...
Under the end goal, under
what
the...
What have you done with...
We have to deal with the gentleman on the third floor. This is in the Angola Neck planning area. There is capacity available. I can tell you that the numbers are fairly dramatic. It is as many as 15,444 EDUs are available in the Angola Neck planning area, and my recollection is that there were about 3,600 residences in existence at this time. Excuse me, 3,666 EDUs currently exist.
Okay, I know there's enough capacity, but there's no sewer line down here, so you got to get hooked up first to be.
We would have to enter into an Ordinance 38 agreement.
How many EDUs will this conceptual plan require?
Less than 40.
49.96.
45.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Well, that's what's been allocated. I didn't know if they exceeded. They're
less than that. Yes.
Okay. You've not made any application to have annex or have the sewer extended at this point?
Not at this moment, because we need to pass through this portion of the process. The county engineering office is aware that we're there. They have reviewed the application, and I've had some conversations with them about this. But we can't make an application until this is approved.
Why not?
Because we need to change of zone.
They could run it down to a resident. They could run it down to anything. I mean, you could ask to have an application to extend it.
We could.
The pipe's the same size. They don't change the size of the pipe.
We need an Ordinance 38 agreement with the county engineering department. If we're not approved as a B1 neighborhood business, Mr. Cole, we will not need a sanitary sewer line. Mm-hmm.
Right. Any indication that DelDOT plans to widen that road anytime soon, Route 24?
I will tell you that I've had a number of conversations with DelDOT about a number of things, Ms. Deaver, and the problem is, one, they don't have a lot of money, as everybody knows. Two, they have a lot of thoughts about various things they would like to do. And number three, as development has begun to evaporate, they don't have anybody to pay for them. So there is a list within this file that we've presented to you of the things that they would like to do on Route 24. Some or all of them may or may not get done, and some or all of them may require contributions by other areas that are in this particular area. I can't imagine that there's any way that they would take that 24 bridge to the intersection with Peddler's Village without having to widen it a little bit in order to get the left-hand turns and the right-hand and left-hand turn lanes into this area.
I've heard of no plans to beyond Love Creek Bridge, between Route 1 and Love Creek Bridge. I've heard of nothing.
I don't think that there's a plan for a general widening, if that's what your inquiry is, but I think there will be some between the bridge and the light at Peddler's Village. There will have to be
sure,
some work.
Sure, if it's reasonable and affordable, they would try and do that, but as it builds up, it's a very narrow area. As you come down off the bridge, it's very narrow
and
difficult.
And our client has agreed to work with DelDOT to provide whatever improvements are appropriate for this particular site. I don't think it's a big secret. DelDOT sort of run out of money, and state government is constricting, and you know, we can only absorb so much of our proportionate share.
Are there any other questions from council?
Let me ask Lawrence. Lawrence, could this been, could, aren't there other projects similar to this as conditional uses along Route 24?
Does this take commercial use for shopping centers?
Any of those conditional uses?
Mm-hmm. No, they're almost all commercial rezonings. Mm-hmm. The Super G, the Harris Teeter, the Nantego Manor, or Nantego.
But they're larger pieces of land.
Not necessarily.
Somewhat. They rezoned several times. Mm-hmm.
There are some that are, Nantego is the same size as this, and across from Harris Teeter is a site that was rezoned for a Happy Harry's or a drugstore of some kind on the opposite side of the road. It was only, my recollection was only 1 or 2 acres.
Mm. They're mostly commercial, unless they're individual stores.
The old commercial, C1.
Some are C1, some are B1. Mm-hmm. The corner of okay. Late at Oak Orchard Road and 24 is a B1 neighborhood business district. It's smaller portion, but it is a strip center.
And how about at Long Neck at 22 and 24? I think that's also has small commercial rezones.
They were done individually at the intersection, but they were done 15 years ago or more.
But they're not
the
nothing.
Bank, the stores on Long Neck, and then more recently, the Super G with all the stores that are around it have been rezoned. That site's been done probably 6 times mm-hmm. to bring it up to the size it is today.
But this is, they're not particularly nestled among residences the way this is, as far as you know.
Are those particular rezones that are on 24? Some of those are, many of them are adjacent to residential areas. Mm-hmm. To the rear, they're not necessarily visible from 24. Mm-hmm. I did the pharmacy on 24, and there is a residential area behind it. But mm-hmm.
Behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are there any other questions from council? If not, we'll find out what the public has to say. Anything else?
Thank you, Mr. Phillips.
Thank you. Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in support of this application? Yes, ma'am. Back behind the post there. I can't see the person's face, but now this is for people to speak in support. Okay, state your name and your address and tell
Hi.
What you have to say.
I'm Barbara Blazer, 8 Lakeshore Drive, Lewes, Delaware. I'm in support of it for the reason of the traffic, mostly in the summer, going up onto Route 1 is just horrendous. Even going down the Long Neck to shop is getting busy now with the stores down there. This is right around the corner from me. And it would just be, I think, a benefit to all the people around our area.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very
Barbara,
much.
Barbara,
I have a question.
Can I get your last name again, please?
Blazer.
Blazer?
Yeah.
Blazer.
Thank you.
B-L-A-Z-E-R.
Ms. Blazer.
Yes, ma'am.
This could be rezoned today, and they could turn around and sell it tomorrow. And what you see up there is not necessarily what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of zoning, you're aware that there are a number of different things could happen under that zoning. So you don't know, have any control,
mm-hmm.
really, very little control over what gets done there.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
There were two other folks back there, one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Would you come up?
It's a relative percent of the people selling.
I'm Connie Todd. I live at 34465 Bookhammer Landing Road in Lewes. I'm all for it. I mean, I come from a major city, and I'm used to going to very close areas just to get your milks and your flowers for... I'm not real fond of having a gas station or a liquor store close to my house, so I think it would bring better people into the area and driving... I guess I just am for growth in Delaware. I think it's healthy for the people, and I know that we have water, Joan, over there by the Long Neck area and over there. But I think that, are we overburdened with homes here? Do we have too much growth here and not enough places to accommodate the growth? I'm not sure. I have to drive 20 minutes to go to the grocery store at Route 1, or I have to drive 30 minutes to go to the grocery store over in the Long Neck area where they have the Harris Teeters and the Giants, and we seem to have an awful lot of grocery stores, but we don't have really anything close and convenient for us to go to at a minute's notice. It just seems that we have to go through a lot of trouble in order just to get the milk or the butter or whatever we need.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Is there one more person?
My name's Michelle Green, and I reside at 22549 Rocky Road, Lewis. I've lived in that general vicinity for about 13 years now. And, you know, along with the convenience of having a closer place to run errands, do my shopping, you know, I think about the possibilities of avoiding Route 1 like we all do, and it's not just the summer months anymore, as we all know. It's the season grows longer, it seems, each year. And I know that Route 1 traffic is definitely an issue, and also continuing west toward the Long Neck area is becoming more and more congested. So, yeah, the convenience of having a closer place to do my errands and shopping. Also, you know, as Route 24 has become more commercialized over the last several years, it would also offer those businesses a place to go to run errands or grab lunch or during the day, during business hours, and also be able to avoid heading west or east to the busier areas.
Okay, thank you.
Support? Sure.
Is that everyone who wanted to speak in support of? Okay. We'll start with folks who want to speak in opposition, and you will all be given an opportunity. Would you like to start, sir?
My name is Gene O'Neill at 224, or, yeah, I started to give my other address, 20758 Sunset Lane in Lewis. I guess to say I'm upset is very mild. I mean, what about my rights? When I bought my property, built my house on it, retired there, it was zoned A1. That was great. I expected houses to be built in the back and everything going fine. Now, this outfit's still looking at houses and trees and fields. They want me to look at dumpsters, trucks dumping thing, noise, light shining out of their parking lot into my windows at night. I mean, where are they coming from? Don't they have no respect for nobody else? I mean, a stone's throw up the road, there's 19 stores right now. I mean, 3 miles further up the road, we got 3 supermarkets, got a funeral home, we got a drug stores, we got all kinds of stores, medical buildings. We even got 4 or 5 stores up there that's not even occupied yet. And they want to build more. I mean, where am I coming from? I'm coming from it's in back of my house. These other people says, oh, it's great. That's because it's not in back of their house. First, and not only that, but that place, when they do that, it's going to attack crime in back of my house. And I don't need it. Before, when I was here, they had a nice picture over there of all these beautiful trees. Now they got a picture of all these beautiful parking spots. Mm-hmm. They're turning our forest into an asphalt jungle. That's what it's going to be now. What about the water runoff from all that parking area, and now it's all, instead of dropping in or sinking into the ground, it's running into Stillman's Glade. And Bob, I'm telling you, I said before, when our glades are gone, they're gone. These people don't care about them glades. All they care about is getting that place built, and they don't care about them few peasants that's complaining. It's just unreal that they can do that and get away with it. And my last point is, I notice on their print that the professional engineer, I forget his name now, but in his professional judgment, everything was fine as far as what was going on in that glade. The manual that he used, was 1987. You mean to tell me that they don't have a more frequent rules and regulations for our wetlands since 1987? My personal opinion is I think we should contact the Corps of Engineers and get that corrected. That's 22 years old. I mean, now things is different. And like I said, I don't feel that these people care about our wetlands or our forests or anything else. They got other things in mind, and I'm sure you know what I mean. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Please, please, if you agree or disagree with someone, please don't express it by... You're fine, sir. I was just telling the people that they should not applaud or indicate pleasure or displeasure. That's not the purpose of the proceedings. Who's next? Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. I am Donna Fink. This is my husband, Will Fink, and we are the homeowners at 20773 Sunset Lane. A lot of the thoughts are the same that Mr. O'Neill had just mentioned, and I'll just touch on them briefly. This, for us, we bought this home for our retirement to be the future. It's been a labor of love. We've spent years working on the architectural plans, landscape plans. It's been very exciting. And we're ready to move forward. We have the house gutted, and we're ready to go. That was until we found out about this proposed zoning change at the end of January, and all of our plans have been put on hold. We've been having a lot of discussions about the possibility of just getting the house marketable and just selling it. Because I can say that if we looked at this home with the realtor and I got out of the car and saw the back of a shopping center, I would not have bought this property. In addition, there is a concern about the increased traffic on 24 on any given day. It's very difficult to get out, especially going eastbound, making a left. A lot of times what we have to do is turn right, go westbound, go up to Peddler's Village, and do a U-turn. And it's getting worse. They're proposing daily 6,000 to 7,000 cars a day in and out of the shopping center, with 1% of that being delivery trucks. It would be a tremendous burden on the surrounding residents. Not to mention all the noise pollution, area lighting, food and trash odors from eateries, stormwater runoff issues, which are just a few of the many issues I'm sure that you're all aware of. We used to, many years ago, live by a shopping center, and I can tell you I have nothing but horrible thoughts about that experience. I mean, there was a donut shop, there was a sub shop, there was a pizza place. Depending on which day the wind was blowing would depend on the day, the odors that you were getting. Also, just the noise from the cars, people's stereos blasting, car alarms going off for certain periods of time. It was not fun. Moving on, this land is deemed environmentally sensitive and for a reason, and I think we all have the responsibility to protect and preserve it. With that said, the developer could build single-family homes. We have absolutely no objections to that on these parcels, as is the intended use, rather than a concrete jungle, and do their part to preserve and protect the integrity of the land and the community, which, yes, does include wetlands that should be protected. There is absolutely no need for this shopping center. Within 5 minutes, you can get a bite to eat. Clothing stores, restaurants, hair salons, these are all, you do not have to get onto Route 1. It is not a burden. And I think it's easy for proponents of the shopping center to say that this is a good idea, provided that it's in someone else's backyard and not theirs, or not, yeah, theirs. But I would hope that for just a moment that they would put themselves in our shoes. This is a huge investment for us, and now we're faced with a massive shopping center in the backyard of our home, the home and neighborhood that now brings us peace and tranquility. And then one day the bulldozers come, and nothing is the same. This, I can assure you, this aftermath will bring nothing but worry and anxiety. So in closing, I would like to say, make a comment about the attorney's presentation they had made to the Planning and Zoning Commission last month. He used the analogy that they, the developer, are just looking to fill the hole in the donut by building the shopping center in our backyards. But I disagree with that analogy. I see it as putting cyanide in the Kool-Aid, and the homeowners are being forced to drink it. So I thank you for the opportunity and respectfully ask that you do not approve this zoning change.
Thank you.
And then I'll be brief, but I have a few points of my own to bring. And first was the presentation from the developer that it will not impact the adjacent properties. We all know that's actually silly to even say that because it's residential properties and the character of the neighborhood would be completely changed. So there will be significant impact on the adjacent properties. There was also mentioned that there is some abandoned homes on the property. Well, that's because they bought the homes, moved the people out, and didn't put anybody else in them. They become abandoned. They created the abandoned properties. The other one is, and Donna touched on it, is the fact that this is characterized as a commercial district. And really, it's not a commercial district. There is Peddler's Village. It's been there, you know, as long as I've been coming down and seeing it. And then there has been some onesie, twosie, small commercial developments of medical buildings, a lampshade business that moved into a home that's, you know, a minute or two up the road, doctor's offices. I think the glass blowing business is probably an acceptable use because I believe they live on the property, and it's really more of an art studio than it is a business. I suspect that the horse stables also is an appropriate use in an AR1 district. So, you know, some of them are living within or working within the existing zoning. So it's kind of with what's said before. What I think I would like to add myself is that it is not consistent with the surrounding community. It would be a completely different look and feel than these either very old commercial or business district of Peddler Village, or these homes that have been converted over the years that are very small businesses, very little traffic, and a large shopping center that we see would be completely different, and it would change the character of that neighborhood. It's really built around the water and the marina and boat storage, sure, but it's really a water and a environmental area first, and it's grown up around it. So then still, I second that there isn't really a need for more shops. There's plenty of shops in Delaware, plenty of shops in this area. But if you buy into the need, I don't think you need to plop it right on top of an environmentally sensitive area. Drive probably 30 seconds down the road to the fringe, and you're going to find farmland where you don't have neighbors that are butted up right next to what they're trying to do. So I think if you buy into it, it doesn't need to be there. It doesn't need to be right inside a kind of framed area of residential neighborhoods. If we need shopping, put it in some area where the next people in understand what's already there, and they're taking a step with knowledge that there's this business district being their neighbor. The residents that are there now didn't buy in with that understanding. And then finally, I think, if you buy into the need, I would recommend you do it through conditional use and build this facility under a conditional use process, because I think you will have much more control, I'm a little bit nervous, much more control over what they do and the impact it has on the adjacent neighbors and on the wetlands. I think, as Ms. Deaver said, the zoning is going to permit them to do something. And we did all see the plan where they maxed out what they can do on that property within the zoning. And it is uglier than what we see here. It's actually paving over nearly that entire piece of land. So, again, please do not approve a change of zoning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who's next? Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is Robert Weisenegger. That's Waizenegger. I live in Briarwood, which is a distance away from the proposal. However, with regard to what some of these people said who live closer, I agree with them 100%. As far as I'm concerned in Briarwood, my initial feeling about any additional commercial business being established along 24, it has to be detrimental to the life and to the way the people live and enjoy the area. The traffic accidents on 24, I know of at least 3 deaths. From our development, There were a number of accidents of people trying to make a left-hand turn while going east on 24 into Briarwood. The road is not wide enough. Mm-hmm. I understand that there are some restrictions with regard to reconstructing things, adding on and making things wider, but some of these things would probably make the taste in my mouth a little bit better. Now, I live, as I said, about a mile away from the proposal. I am against it for my own personal reasons and for some of the reasons of the people that live in the Briarwood Association and, of course, for the people that live adjacent to the proposed construction. So I am not in favor of this particular construction. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Kit Zack, and before I read my testimony, I have two letters I would like to reference. Am I too close? The first is from Patty and Bob Warden. She is the caretaker for her husband, and he lives at 7 Deerfield Drive. And rather than read her entire letter, I will just read one sentence. The traffic on Route 24 is terrible. Friends of ours were coming to visit, stopped to make a left and turn into the community, and were hit by a speeding car at 1:30 in the afternoon and were immediately hospitalized. So obviously the wardens are opposed to it on the basis of the traffic. I also have a comment that I want to read from Ron and Dorothy Savickle. They live in Lot 19, Briarwood. I'll read just one sentence from theirs. We are particularly concerned with additional damage to Love Creek and the marsh and uplands. The creek is dying now because of older overbuilding and lack of concern with runoff. And now I will read you my testimony. My name is Kit Zack, and I live with my husband at 7 Deerfield Drive in Briarwood Development. I want to appeal to the council on the basis of Vance Phillips' common theme of property rights. When I purchased the land in Briarwood over 8 years ago, I had no idea I would become a prisoner of my own development for 3 months of the year. Route 24 truly is a nightmare. Those of us who live here find it increasingly difficult and hazardous to leave our development. It's not just the 10 or 15 minute wait, but it is also the problem of overly congested roads during the summertime, so that drivers routinely drive on the berm leading into the development. As has previously been stated, there have been several accidents of people just trying to get into their home. A few years ago, I asked Pete Schwarzkopf for a traffic light that would be triggered when there was a backup on Tanglewood, the lane of my development, of people trying to leave when there's a backup of, say, 3 or 4 cars. He assured me that would never happen. But without a traffic light, we become prisoners of our development. Further, as an aging population of retirees, we have an increasingly difficult time leaving the development. And I had heard that there was a proposed 4-lane expansion to the bridge. I don't know if that will go forward, but that would make it even more difficult and hazardous to turn left out of the development. The county council has allowed development to mushroom without creating the necessary infrastructure to accommodate the ever-expanding growth. Since county council has caused the problem, I would request that county council not contribute additionally to the program. Protect the property rights and the road safety of your constituents. Do not allow the new strip mall with additional traffic to add to already congested and dangerous roads. And I'd like my testimony entered into the record.
I'll take it.
Thank you. Next, ma'am. Hi, my name is Louise White, and I live in Breezewood, which is in Rehoboth Beach. And thank you for the opportunity to speak today. In June of 1999, I moved here full-time from Alexandria, Virginia, having visited over a number of years. And in January of 2000, I was in a head-on collision on Route 24, and I was medevaced to Beebe Hospital with serious injuries. And from that time on, I always said that I could have been a cross on Route 24. I saw many crosses on Route 24 before my accident and know that they are removed on a regular or semi-regular basis, and there still are a lot of crosses and always a lot of new crosses. Route 24 at that time and remains today to be a two-lane road, one lane each direction. And at that time, I heard that there were no plans to substantially improve Route 24 because there was already too much building on the sides and it would be difficult and expensive. Since that time, up until today, including today, more and more subdivisions and businesses, commercial, have been added to Route 24, which makes no sense to me if it couldn't be widened then, can't be widened. And with all the subdivisions, I have many friends who are unable to get access to Route 24, especially in the summertime, which is basically May to September, but really for all of us, all year long. I used to work at Compassionate Care Hospice, which is south of Millsboro on Route 113, and it was very difficult to get through Millsboro and down 24 to my home off Plantation Road. I cannot understand, you know, that we need another shopping center if in fact that is what it would become. And as of the testimony today that I've heard, it's not known what would be, what shops, what businesses, if there's going to be milk available or bread available in that shopping center. It could be many things, including not even a shopping center, as I understand it. So with all due respect to the people who have testified for it, I don't think they understand what they're testifying for because it's not known what's going to be in that shopping center. So I am concerned about the environment, about my health and safety, about the health and safety of friends and family, and I don't understand how council could approve yet another business or subdivision, and that concerns me greatly. And I do vote. Thank you very much.
Next. Yes, sir.
My name is Tom O'Neill. I'm at 207 58 Sunset Lane, excuse me. Our house, it's the second house to the end at the end of the street. And just a real quick to note on the engineer just noted on, Ms. Deaver said about the water that runs down his property. He quoted as saying a tributary. This isn't really a tributary. It's a branch off of Love Creek. Mm-hmm. It's approximately 20 feet wide, and it runs the total length past this property, down the whole side of that property. When we get high tides there, this water literally comes up almost to our property. The first two properties, it basically completely covers. The first property, it goes in his garage all the time. Okay, so it is waterfront. It's a large amount of water. It is tidal water. I mean, you can see what's there now from the fields and the woods, from this asphalt. Any kind of storm water or whatsoever, I don't care how it gets collected, how it gets put into the ground, there's oil, antifreeze, anything else that comes out of vehicles, it's going to work its way into that groundwater because it's right there. All that soil is all sand soil. It goes right into the ground. It's going to go right back into that back creek, and it's going to go right out to our bays. Okay, so this is definitely an issue. You know, once again, they propose there's going to be 6,000 to 7,000 cars a day, 60 to 7 delivery trucks. We know delivery trucks deliver all night long, 24-hour delivery. They're going to be lights back there at night. Once again, our property backs right up to this property. So these noises from the delivery trucks, the lights, it's going to be an issue. If it was there in backyard, you know, it wouldn't be happening. Two quick little stories. Last year, I took my boy down Massey's Landing, Long Neck Road, go fishing. We come back, we get on a 24. It's only 3 to 4 miles from Sunset Lane, which is right after the development. Literally took us 1 hour, an hour to get back. It's so congested down there now. We've had this property since 1962. It's so congested, and everybody knows it. It's an issue. It's a major issue here. Like I said, we can't get out of our street now. We got to turn right, you get down to Petters Village, and you got to come back around. It's a major, major issue with 24. They said they put 20 homes or so in there, 24 homes, 2 cars a home. You know, that's maybe 100 people pulling out of here a day, not 6,000 to 7,000 vehicles. I mean, it's a big issue. One last thing, this is my mom and dad right here. He's 79 years old. All he does is work in his garden, in his backyard. My mom sits on her deck. They're retired. It's okay if you have a neighbor come to your fence and talk to you and say hi. Now he's going to have to listen to trucks backing in, maybe people breaking into their home. Okay? I mean, if it was any one of your parents, I could almost bet how you would vote on an issue like this and into the back of their property. One quick thing, I just want to sit back, and it's only one question. With all these issues on 24, all these issues with environmentally sensitive ground, all these issues with this sewage, why in the world at this time would this zoning be changed and just bring this just more problems? Why can't things, until things are settled down down there, until issues are done with those roads, to those sewers, why would you ever vote this changing approval and put this business in our backyards? Thank you.
Next.
Yes, sir.
Second. These guys.
Could you tell us your name and address first?
Yes, sir. My name is Tim Tenorovich. I live at 20791 Sunset Lane.
Thank you.
Within 200 feet of the perimeter of this project. These guys are business people. They're in it to make a buck. This is going to affect my life and my quality of life and my business, because it's going to affect my home value. These guys just want to make a buck. To allow them to do that, you know, shows me that you don't really care about us, your voters. This rezone would allow this would allow the bypass of many open space requirements that all of the residential zonings that could have been chosen by this organization would have been required to leave a whole lot more open space. I'm not sure of the specifics, but I did 20-50 percentage areas, I think, are there. You can see that none of these plans reflect that degree of open space. More shopping centers. As many of my constituents and other objectors, we don't need more shopping. We have Peddler's Village up the road. They are apparently, or at least many businesses in there, are struggling already. There's a for lease sign out there already, and has been for some time. I've seen a business fail, a new business come in. I know he's not doing very good. They're already struggling. There's not enough people to fulfill, you know, their needs for sales. What even gives these guys the thought that you know the need exists for 450, 500 parking spaces and 100,000 square foot of leasable building space. There's also a shopping center right up the road at Harris Teeter. I don't know exactly how many miles it is. They still have empty units. They've been up for over a year, and they still have, I believe it's 4 or 5 empty units. The demand isn't there. This filling the hole in the donut that somebody else referenced, you know, I like her analogy. Our area is sparsely populated, you know, as far as out towards at Camp Arrowhead, you know, there's nothing west of us except for, you know, maybe a few little developments, and they can choose to go around Robinsonville Road and end up in our area, or they can get directly into Lewis, which is much closer and has a huger, you know, variety of shopping for them to go to. One thing I would like to bring about, how many square feet of building are you showing now? I don't know if I'm allowed to ask these guys questions. How many square feet of building are they showing now?
I don't believe you're able to ask them.
75, 80,000.
Somewhere around, right? 75 to 80, because one of the things that concerned me is under this zoning, and reading straight from code limits them at 75,000 square feet per build of building space in a building or cluster of buildings. That's the way zoning code reads. They choose to add to it the words per parcel, so they think they can subdivide it and make it bigger. You know, once again, they're just in it for the money. Situating a large shopping center, this is, you know, fully along with what many have already said, so I won't go long on it, but you're sticking a shopping center between three well-established neighborhoods, one across the road, one to the left, one to the right. They claim to be adjacent to commercial property, and linear foot-wise, the adjacency is only something like 300 or maybe 400 foot that they are adjacent to. Apparently, it's only a conditional use where Atlantic Homes, the physical therapy, and the real estate office are. So they're not so close to really, you know, commercial kind of things. This is in this environmentally sensitive development area. If 75 to 100,000 square feet of leasable space and 500 parking spots is not intense development, I don't know what is. This is almost comparable to the outlets or the supermarket or the Superfresh shopping center. This is intense development, and it's supposed to be discouraged in our area. And I hope that you guys, you know, follow through with that, because that's truly valid. And many of the people that we've heard speak, you know, are talking about my backyard and real close to me. But let's look at it in the picture of the whole area. You know, encompassing Lewis, Dewey, Rehoboth. You start clogging up 24 worse, people that come here may choose to go to a different beach, a different area, a more accessible, easier to get to area, because they use 24 to get to those tourist areas. Tourist areas. The tourist areas exist because of these natural resources, our ocean frontage, our inland bays. That's what brings them here. It's not, you know, maybe in the wintertime some come to go to the outlets to shop. But the core reason that most of them are coming here is because of our natural resources, which are the ocean and inland bays. They compare themselves to a lot of the commercial rezoning that has been allowed along the road. The doctor's office, I go there. Take a look at it. Look at the amount of open space that the doctor's office has provided. Deb Appleby in her glass shop. Look at the amount of open space. She might have 15% coverage of impervious surface. What is that? 75, 80, 90? I don't know, percentage-wise. You know, it's a completely different animal here than what you have allowed thus far. Route 24 is already a problem, and I will provide to you two documents. One done by TRIP, who is apparently some national organization. Route 24 is in here, and it's, you know, amongst the 25 worst in the state. Down here in little old Sussex County, when you got big old Wilmington up there, we still get some of them down here, and I will leave this with any number of you. Somebody asked as to whether or not 24 expansion widening was in the plans and in the books, and I did a little looking, and yes, it is to be expanded so far as I can tell by DelDOT. It is yet unfunded, so as I understand, but to be widened from Route 1 to the bridge. That still leaves the bridge. A chain is only as strong as its weakest link. If you can't change the bridge, you can't widen through there, you're not helping much, you know? Yeah, maybe it'll be a little bit of help. But it's not curing the problem. It's not hitting the weakest link. I spoke yesterday to somebody at the fire station that is, I guess it's about a mile west of Sunset Lane. And they were having a meeting last night, and I have yet to make contact with the outcome of that meeting, but somebody was to mention it. Can you imagine how difficult their job may become? This is Rehoboth. This is the Rehoboth and Lewis. Two fire companies are operating out of this building. It's on 24, everything they need to do, almost. There is a back road that comes off of there, but almost everything that they need to respond to, they've got to use 24. What if it's one of your loved ones that they can't get to in time? Then there's the environmental thing. These guys, I guess, by law are required a 50-foot buffer. The PLUS application and the response to the PLUS application requested a 100-foot buffer. 200 feet seems more adequate to me, but, you know, I mean, 100 is a little more livable. The rezoning is the best option. So not rezoning this is really the best option to protect that. Sometimes I wonder a little about the timing of some of these hearings, as here we are in very early spring. Planning and zoning was held in February, the middle of winter. Half of the people that use 24 aren't here to voice their opinion. They're not in the area. Here we have a meeting during today. I had to take off work to attend it. I'm losing money to come and speak my voice here. That's the way our system is. I live with that. I'm working within it. But I just wanted to make those quick little comments, as well as the public notice signs. And I understand there's some change going on about that. One sign, 8.5 by 11, does not reflect the immensity of this project. And I wish something, you know, a sign at each property, something, you know, to reveal to the public how much of an impact this may have on them. Because what we're going to end up with is, you know, possibly you passing this and then everybody complaining about it, you know, because it's really hard to get people motivated to come in at the right times and talk. Harris, the Mr. Lawyer, I'm sorry I didn't catch your name, mentioned that he had done some work regarding the large development of plazas out towards Long Neck. And I don't know if you've tried to get around that. It's a mess. It doesn't work very well. It seems like it must have been piece parted together. It's difficult to get from one store to another. You got to go around a maze. But he insinuated that it was amongst residential neighborhoods. If you go and take a look, you'll see that these are multifamily houses. I'm not so sure that they're not HUD housing kind of things. And those people also, unlike ourselves, an established neighborhood, knew that there were going to be commercial establishments there when they bought their places or when they rented their places. They knew that. We didn't. We thought that we were surrounded with AR1 properties and that maybe somebody would come in and want to do multifamily, you know, at worst. But this is insanity. They also mentioned that Denrec said that they did not have any opposition. And this is the PLUS review. Please note that that document is dated 2007, 2 years ago. I think we got a new guy up there at Denrec. I'm a little curious as to what he might say about that. Mr. O'Neill brought up the wetlands line and the manual that was used. This property, when I bought near there, I went over there, and there was wetlands delineated along that along Stillman Glade. And I'm real curious what kind of standards are being used, because the line that was previously there was much further in than where they show it now. The engineer spoke that the wetlands line, quote, and the water line are nearly on top of us. I have some experience working with surveyors and engineering firms, and I've had to go out and survey and pick up points for wetlands delineation. I've never, except when there was a 3-foot bank at the water, I have never seen a wetlands line be at the water's edge. This cannot be true. In the PLUS application, they mention that there are further permits and applications that need to be organized and done through the Corps of Engineers, and I did not hear in their presentation that had been completed or done. So there's a questionable wetlands demarcation line there, and apparently the Corps of Engineers has not addressed it. Yeah, here it is. Army Corps of Engineers, 440 permits, nationwide permits, 401 water quality certification, wetlands, subaqueous land, coastal zone, federal consistency certification, Denrec Division, soil water, coastal management. Each of these certifications represents a separate permitting process. Please be advised that nationwide permits have been suspended in Delaware and are pending further coordination with the Corps. So I'm wondering if the Corps is involved, if they're active in dealing with this permitting issue, or if this is all still suspended. But this is all in your PLUS application, and I'm sure that you've read it. I hope that you pay a little attention to that particular part. So, you know, even if you do this as the rezoning, all this is yet to be taken care of. So, I hope that you at least maybe hold this hearing open towards the end and get that additional information filled in. Denrec's comments. They comment regarding the impervious surface area from less than 2%, which I believe was shown in their other plans. It looks like they've shrunken back just a little bit. And say something about 62%. Is that they're supposed to have 62% of open space? Not real sure. Some of this gets real complex with law and all that kind of thing. One thing that I have also, with regards to the buffer and the wetland line, apparently law requires them now to have 50-foot and Generac suggested 100. I heard the lawyer say that because of our date of application, we'll make it 50. And, you know, there's nothing they can do about it. And you'll probably face these guys in court because they're going to push this issue as far as they can to make as much development as they can. And, you know, I hope that you do not fear them and that process and that you stand up to them, because this is simply for them to make a buck. So I'm going to begin to wind down a little bit. I've brought up a number of things. I'm sorry. I just, you know, I mean.
It's a good thing you weren't wound up.
We do have a 3-minute timer up here, yeah, but we lost it.
I did ask, I spoke with somebody regarding that, and if I need to request, I believe I can request an additional 2 minutes. I'm not sure how that all works.
Not to stop you, but we do have a lot of people yet to speak.
I understand.
Three more hearings after this one.
That's all right. I will give simply then my closing statement. I have other comments that I could make. These people are investors seeking to make a buck. They own the property already. This is their first attempt and most profitable way to develop the property. Deny them now. They're gonna do something with this property. They'll either sell it. They'll develop it in a different way. I understand that they have to contribute monies and whatnot to infrastructure, and I'm hoping you don't sell us out so quickly for a little bit of infrastructural money and improvement, roadway width only on their side, I might add, it directly in front of the project. It doesn't help anything along 24 and that little length there. Like I said, this is their first attempt. This is their most profitable way to go about it. Please don't pass it. They'll come back at you with a different idea, and maybe it'll be a better one. And you know, maybe it'll be a little less profitable for them, and maybe you ask a little less of them. I don't know. But what this project is not a sensible project. It's not responsible land development, and I really hope that you can see our numbers, however many they were that spoke, however many there were that wrote in letters. I have a couple of letters also that I'd like to submit as part of the record from some other people. And I guess we'll go on and hope for the best. But there is information missing, certification from Corps of Engineers. So please don't make a decision today.
Something you have to hand in. You can give it to me, and I'll make it part of the record.
For somebody else, tell them they can start coming
down. If somebody else could come ahead and...
Come on down. Keep it moving.
Hi, my name is Ann Mitchell, 302 Tanglewood Drive, Lewis, Delaware, and I will be very brief. Whatever he said, I agree with everything he said, so you can just put me a ditto. The traffic on 24, we all know what that is. Shopping, very easy to get to. There's all those new shopping centers down by Long Neck. So the need for another shopping center doesn't seem necessary. If I may, I'd just like to read two very brief statements from Mary and Mike Nicholas, NICKLAUS, 5 Deerfield Drive in Lewis, Delaware. They're out of state, but they did email this, and I would just like to read two things that they put in here. Proximity to new commercial areas west of Route 24 at Long Neck Road and Bay Farm Road meets the needs of residents for ample shopping and dining. Land already exists, which is ready to be developed in the Long Neck Route 24 area. And one other statement, buffer zones of 50 feet along the wetlands is not acceptable as per DENREC regulations. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Come on down.
Thank you.
Somebody.
My name's Debbie Kempf. I live at 209 Tanglewood Drive. This is an appalling idea. I moved here 4 years ago for the rural surroundings. I was immediately told by neighbors that if it took longer than 15 minutes to make a left out of my community, that I should go to Peddler's Village and the lights to make a U-turn to go east. I have witnessed unbelievable growth and increase in traffic and congestion. I came from Washington, D.C. I know what gridlock looks like. It looks like Route 24. If you need milk or bread and did not want to make the short trip to major grocery stores, why could you not use the general store at Peddler's Village? I feel the endangered species in this situation are the human beings living near the proposed project. I can't believe that this amount of asphalt won't substantially impact the wetlands. The noise, congestion, and pollution that would be created by this proposed development is simply not justifiable. I would hope that the council will make the common sense decision to vote against this proposed use of this land. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Ms. Bamble?
Thank you. My name is Joyce Cronin, and my address is Oysterman Drive in Milton. I want to speak on this on behalf of people who are not in their backyard. You've heard from many people who it is in their backyard, but this is in not really affecting my home in the sense of these people who have eloquently told you how it will affect their home. This affects Sussex County. I've been coming and visiting Sussex County for 20 years. I moved here 2.5 years ago. I love this county. You have a gem here that glows beautifully. And I'd like to see this council take within their hands the ability to preserve that, even just if it is a little parcel, and also to address the hazard of Route 24. 24 is very dangerous. I used to vacation for 20 years up in Massey Landing. It was just a little country road. It's your next Route 1, and you must take this opportunity now to address the next Route 1 in Sussex County. And it's going to be hard to address, but I think the development of more industrial and businesses are not needed until you do address the hazard that is on Route 1 and the lives of the people who are using Route 24, Route 24. Protect the lives of the people who are using Route 24 and limit this sprawl. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Okay.
Oh, there is a hand went up.
Yes, quick, ma'am.
Under the wire. Come on.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Wasserman. I'm new to the area. I live at 244 West Shore Drive, Wagamans Pond in Milton, and I agree with my neighbor about the traffic, and also I believe in protecting the wildlife and the beauty of Sussex County. We have a lot of people that moved here. I moved from Philadelphia to be here, and I enjoy this whole beautiful Sussex County. Please keep it the way it is. Please try to enhance the wildlife and protect older people, especially who retire here. And a lot of them worked so hard to make the county what it is. And also, I'm so glad that Joan is here. Thank you.
Can I have your last name again, please?
Wasserman, Wasserman. Thank you.
I think we've heard from everyone who asked to be recognized. Does council have any reason for keeping the record open?
It does not appear so.
Okay. The record will be closed. Pleasure.
Does the council desire to defer this for a period of time?
Yes, I do.
I have a motion to defer. Second. Is there a second? I have a second. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Application is deferred.
If you're here on this application, we'll give you just a moment to